Now today, I know you all have been waiting for this with bated breath. Today we return to our ongoing study of the book of Numbers. And I want you to know, I'm ready to do Numbers too. But I also want you to know that one of the most significant teachings that comes from the book of Numbers comes from the very text which has just been set before you. Now in the passage just read to you, Israel, the chosen people of God, had begun its 40-year wanderings in the Promised Land. And you will remember from our study back before the Holy Days, you will remember that this wandering was a result of Israel's refusal to follow the commands given by God. So, she who was chosen by God had chosen to disobey God. And the consequence of her sin, for sin always has unavoidable consequences, was that she was turned back into the wilderness to wander for 40 years. Now, in the passage which Cynthia read to you just a moment ago, Israel was attacked by the kingdom of Arad. Now, this is not the first time that Israel had a problem with Arad. Those of you who remember such things will remember when we studied Numbers chapter 14, verses 39 to 45, Israel had trouble with Arad. There we are told that after Israel was judged for disobeying God and ordered to turn back into the wilderness because of her sin, Israel decided to show God that she had learned the lesson and that she was now ready to obey his command and enter the Promised Land. Just to remind you, this is after he told her not to. Okay? And now she says, okay, we're ready, let's go. So, even though God had said, turn back, Israel pressed on and began the invasion of the Promised Land. And the nation they first attacked was Arad. And Israel was soundly defeated, for her attack was self-willed and not in agreement with God's command. She was forced by her defeat to turn back into the wilderness. Now, here's what I want you to know. As a result of that, there was history between Israel and Arad. So when the king of Arad saw Israel moving towards his nation again, he made a peremptory strike. He took some Hebrews captive, and this enraged the Israelites. The Israelites decided that they needed to do a military intervention to recover those who were taken and to put the king of Arad and his people in their place. Now, I just want you to know, okay, if you watch the news, this is just like it. The same thing is going on in the same place today, and it's going on because there is history. Now, if you'll allow me, what we're seeing here is the beginning of holy war. This was now holy war between Israel and Arad. And to be 100% honest with you, it was made holy war by Israel. Israel invoked harem. Now, harem is something called the band, sometimes called the band. Israel made a holy vow to Yahweh, to God. And she declared to God that if God gave the kingdom of Arad into her hands, she would totally destroy it. Now, I know we have trouble with this whole concept, but listen carefully now because we're going to discuss it. What Israel invoked is what is called harem. The issue is this. The vow sounds more like this when it's properly given in its full terms. What cannot be or will not be totally devoted to Yahweh must be completely destroyed. What cannot be or will not be totally devoted to Yahweh, to God, must be completely destroyed. That's the ban. That is harem. What cannot or will not be totally devoted to God must be totally destroyed. Now, there's some things you need to understand about this concept. Number one, you need to remember that Israel herself is under the ban. She is under harem. She was to be totally devoted to God. She was to be completely obedient to the word and command of God without question. She was, in fact, wandering in the wilderness because she was under the ban. She was suffering the consequences of her sin because she had not conformed to the will of God. And unless she conformed to the will of God, Israel would be completely and utterly destroyed. God was working through the circumstances to carefully bend and shape his people. He was literally conforming them to his will. And when the time came and he resolved that they could or would not be totally conformed to his will, they were totally destroyed. First the Assyrians, then the Babylonians came. And if you look at the situation that we're under right now in the book of Numbers, they're wandering the desert for 40 years so that a whole generation that refused to be conformed to the will of God died, were totally and completely destroyed. Israel was under harem. Now hold on to your seats because you aren't going to like this one. You and me, if we belong to Jesus Christ, if we name him as Savior and Lord, we are under harem. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, the Word of God declares. We are called to come out from among the peoples of the world and to be holy, that is, to be different, totally in compliance with the will of God. We are to live according to the holy word of God, and we are to follow his commandments completely. If some part of our lives cannot or will not be conformed to the will of Almighty God, totally conformed, it must be systematically destroyed. It's what the word of God says. Jesus put it this way. If your right hand will not be totally conformed to the will of God, cut it off. Jesus said, if your eye will not be totally conformed to the will of God, pluck it out. The principle's simple. We are under harem. Anything or any person in our lives which will not be totally conformed to the will of God must be totally given up. It must be destroyed. We don't like it, do we? I mean, it means all kinds of things in a practical sense. You can be in a relationship with another person which does not please God because that other person keeps sucking you in to things that you know God would not have you do. You know in your heart that you're never going to be able to bring that person into compliance with the complete will of God, but you still go hang out there because you like what that you do when you're with that person, even though it is not totally conformed to the will of God. We got habits in our lives, don't we? I mean, some of you love to smoke on those cigarettes, and you know it doesn't please God. Okay, I'm just picking on that one as an example, by the way. There are other things. Sometimes it's overeating. Sometimes it's just being downright lazy. You won't get out of bed to come to church and worship God, even though his word tells you not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. You just won't do those things. And what harem means is that you need to bring yourself totally into compliance with the will of God. And what you can't bring into compliance with the will of God, you need to lose. We are under harem. Now, it may surprise you, but God approves the ban. God approves harem. From God's perspective, harem is the way things ought to be. He actually believes that everything should be conformed to his will and to his word. And the day will come when everything will be conformed to the will and word of God. It will happen. God thinks that's the proper order of things. So when Israel put Harod under the ban, God accepted it. It's right. It is pleasing to God that all things should conform to his will. He approves the ban. He approves harem. But God's people are sometimes so hard-headed, aren't we? See, Israel did not understand that harem is a long-term obligation. Instead, they saw it in immediate and absolute terms. They thought harem meant that Harod had to totally conform to the will of God instantly, or it should be totally destroyed instantly. But look at the scripture. Look at your life. That is not how God works. In love, God endures with us in the hopes of conforming us over the long run to his will and his word. While he will not abide our failure to conform forever, he is gracious and he is slow to anger. Thank heavens, he is patient and kind. And while sin always has its unavoidable consequences, he woos us to his will in spite of our moral failure. But his chosen nation, and too often his people today, did not understand that. Israel, in truth, did not believe that a rod could ever be conformed to the will of Yahweh. So, they did what you are supposed to do with that which cannot be conformed to the will of the Father. They destroyed a rod completely. They actually renamed the place. They called it Hormah. It is the Hebrew word for destroyed. They believed that they had pleased God by destroying that which was incapable of conforming to his will. Now the lessons. Are you ready? Number one, harem, even today, it is still the basis for holy war. It is the nature of Islamic jihad. What cannot be totally conformed to the will of God, in their case they call him Allah, must be totally destroyed. Though it was Israel that invoked harem in the text we read today, we as a nation today are under haram, invoked by Islamic people. Our enemies have vowed to force us to conform to their understanding of the will of God. And they believe, on the basis of the vow, that they are completely justified in destroying us because we will not conform. If we will not conform to their understanding of God, we must die. It is the ban. It is harem. I just want to say this to you. Because it is religious and theological in nature, there's no political solution. No compromise will work. It's either total capitulation or death. Lesson number two, people, even the people of God, still do not understand the long-term obligation of harem. Conformity to the will of God is not instantaneous. It is a long-term issue. It doesn't happen overnight. We ourselves are not even yet completely conformed to the will of God, are we? No matter how close we are into our walk, we're not there yet. And when we look at other people who are not there, our job is not to go out and knock them over. Our job is to do for them what Jesus does for us, what God's Holy Spirit is doing for us even now. We are obligated to work with them long term to woo them to the will and word of the Father. Don't be too quick to condemn or to destroy. God isn't. And lesson number three, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are under harem. Now, I got to tell you, this one, I love this. This just blows my mind. Okay, Israel put a rod under harem. Okay, the Islamic terrorists have put our nation under the ban, under harem. Guess who put himself under harem to Jesus Christ? Guess who did it for you? We have chosen to place ourselves under the ban when we name Jesus as our Lord. Okay, you can't blame anybody else. You did it for yourself. Therefore, we must strive to become totally conformed to the will of Almighty God. Now I'm going to ask you to do a special thing right now. Just want you to close your eyes and bow your head. Okay? And I want you to look into your heart. And I want you to say to the Father, Father, what do I need to work on? What is it in my life that bothers you? What have I got to destroy in order to come closer to you? And I promise you that right now, God's showing it to you and calling you to deal with it. Amen.